How you doing? Hey, what's up? Yes, sir. There's two ways to pronounce my first name. That is Takaris or Takaris. But most people look at my name and be like Takaris, so I just got the name Tak.
Blessing just to be able to come out here and just compete with everybody.
Teams, I mean, so some teams got me as a 4-3 rusher, some teams got me as a 3-4 outside linebacker, and I pretty much tell them I can do both. Like I said, UCLA really didn't ask me to drop as much, but I know I got the athletic ability, the speed, the quickness to be able to drop in the 3-4 system. Like I said, wherever a team want to play me, that's where I'll play.
But it's where you do it at, and just really just focusing on that.
I mean, I'm here to get the quarterback. So, I mean, like I said, the league now, it's a passing league. You need young guys that can get to the quarterback, and I feel like I'm the best pass rusher in this draft class to do that. 250?
It's not where you go, it's what you do there. I think that's important.
Well, 250 is not my playing weight. I'm around 255, 260. But as far as, like, the NFL combine going for the 40 and stuff like that, I mean, 5 pounds wouldn't really hurt me at all. So, I mean,
I started training. It's a funny story, but
Like I say, I'm young, and I said I got a motor that's probably the best in the class right now. Like I'm hungry. Like I said, I got a lot to improve on as far as technique wise. But once I improve my technique with my motor and my just hunger of the game, it's like I'm unstoppable. Chop rip, just speed, chop rip.
At the senior bowl. At the senior bowl, I was just able to learn the things that I needed to work on. You know, played some.
Well, of course, it's out there. I mean, I'm getting surgery this Monday, like I said. But with that being said, I'm doing everything at the combine, including bench press. So, I mean, most teams just want to know what the plans is. Like, what was my plan? Like, when am I getting it? What's the recovery time? Like, where I'm getting treatment at, recovery. So, once they find that out, I mean, it's really not that big of a deal. Could be 4 months, 4 to 6 months. That's what I'm hearing right now. But we'll see how it goes.
Louisville, FIU. I think you can, there's good in every game and there's bad in every game.
My thing is, I played with this injury for 2 years, dating back to 2015, my junior year. Never knew something was wrong with it. Played with it my entire senior year, never knew anything was wrong with it. Like I said, one day my agent asked me, is anything wrong with me? I was like, man, I got this little shoulder that sometimes bothers me. Got an MRI. Doctor was pretty much amazed that I played with it. And me, I mean, I just told my trainers at UCLA, just take me up. I'm ready to go. So, why get surgery before the combine? I mean, this is a dream come true for me. And like I said, I'm here to knock it out. It's a torn labrum and also a fractured glenoid. So, your bone socket. So, like I said, played with that for 2 seasons, and it still ain't stopping me. Got the combine today, or tomorrow with bench press today. It's not going to stop me. Got the combine drills tomorrow. That ain't going
to
stop me either.
It's not where you go, what you do there. Just to be that, you know, that forerunner.
Like I said, 4 to 6 months is the recovery time. Like I said, it shouldn't, like, once I'm healthy, once I'm recovered, I should be good to go.
They all call me, text me, see how I'm doing, because, you know, they're training for pro day, too, so I'm just really excited.
I know I'm going to run a great time. Yes, sir.
I mean, if you think about it, just think about the unique opportunity, like, of all the guys.
It happened 2015, my junior against ASU. I mean, incidental, one of my teammates. I mean, I'm going for the tackle. He just came in, hit me directly on the shoulder. And like I said, ever since that happened, I never felt right. And like I said, I just played through it. I mean, I'm not the type that complain. I don't mind playing through injuries. Everybody in the NFL is injured. Everybody in college is injured. I mean, like I said, my goal is to be here right now, sitting in front of you, talking to you, asking questions, answering questions. And I wasn't going to let no injury stop me from doing that.
Right over there. I didn't know he was coming, but yeah, he's here. But just learn the game from the inside out.
Sometimes, like I said, sometimes it will bother me. And sometimes my coach will tell me to run off the field. Sometimes I'm okay. And the next play, I'll get a sack, tackle for a loss. Like I said, this is really nothing to me. Like I said, if it was up to me, I wouldn't even get the surgery. But as far as getting healthy and being in the NFL, it's best to just knock out this combine and get it done with.
Everybody has an opinion, but you know, a lot of people have an opinion, but they've never been through something. So to have somebody.
First thing first, like I said, I got to get healthy. Man, it's a lot of talent in the NFL. I mean, like when you get to the NFL, everybody's big, everybody's strong, everybody's athletic. So it's all about your technique. Like I said, once I get healthy, once I get the right coaching, and once I get the right technique, like I said, I feel like years to come, I'll be one of the best pass rushers in NFL.
I feel as though like, it doesn't matter where I go. I know what I
want
to do.
Well, I got 26 formal interviews.
I think yeah. fun. I'm just blessed to be
yes, sir.
Here.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I met the Lions yesterday. Smiles, but, got 12 more today. I'm doing great. All my interviews are going great. I mean, they like me as a person. They especially like me as a player.
But, I mean,
so I'm just here to just prove my athletic ability. So
personality, coaching styles, what they look for. Not every meeting's going to be, you know, small. Some people are going to come at you, ask you why you did this. What were you thinking?
Well, I love all type. I mean, chicken flavor, beef flavor, shrimp flavor, Oriental flavor. And the thing behind that, I mean, like I said, growing up as a kid, it was times got rough for me and my family. And like I said, we couldn't have like spaghetti or like the top meal. So ramen back in the day was like 30 cents. So auntie would send me to the store, get some ramen, and that'll be dinner for me. But it's just a constant reminder that I'm not gonna change no matter who I am, no matter how much money I get. Ramen been there for me day one. And like I said, I ain't gonna never forget it.
Offensive lineman, but being, you know, I'm big, strong, and fast, it brings a different kind of feel to the game because they're used to, you know, more, you know.
For me, like I said, nothing in my life came easy for me. And like I said, I'm a person that never complained. I just, like I said, even with the shoulder, I just never complained. I lost my grandma, never complained. I just put my head down and just kept grinding. So little things like a shoulder or, I mean, not growing up the best life, not knowing my parents, just kind of brush it off and keep going. I mean, life moves on.
I've met with a lot of
yes, sir. Yes, sir. I talked to Kenny Clark, Dayton Jones, Cassius Marsh, EK, and basically they just tell me enjoy it. I mean, first thing first, they told me enjoy college because, I mean, once it's over, it's over with. I mean, NFL is nothing like college at all. It's a big boy league. So, like I said, I talked to them, asked them a few questions. How did they handle it? How did they handle the interviews? How did they handle the on the field part of it, and just little feedback because they've been through it.
Seen that big combine sign, because like, every time I've watched the combine, I've, you know, been in the gym working out, you know, getting ready for this moment, and now that I'm here, it's kind of like it's all
We never really actually talked. I mean, as far as like on the field and after the game, like I said, we probably mentioned him in a Twitter comment saying that he's like one of the best tackles I faced. And like I said, I stick to that. I mean, that guy is strong, athletic, physical. And he's, like I said, he's a prick. I mean, that's what he is. And that's how most O linemen should be. I mean, they should want to get under your skin and do all that. And like I said, during that game, I mean, he had a few good ones against me and also had a few good ones against him. But overall, that's the best tackle I ever went against.
So I think that the biggest thing is just to have a positive attitude.
No, sir. But if he have went through anything like that, that's good for him.
Yeah,
it made him the player that he is right now. I mean, he got that attitude to him, that feistiness,
that
aggressiveness.
Really
like I said, and it all starts, I mean, where you come from.
You know, relax, you know, this is a business trip. You know, we'll go.
I seen on Twitter a little bit, and I laughed about it because I know that's him. I mean, he got under my skin a few times.
They love me regardless. So, yeah. Yes, the biggest. At the games, like, people come up to me and be like, I met your sister.
For me, it was pretty simple. I'm not going to say pretty simple, but my grandma, she played a big part of my life, and she's gone now. But before she passed away, about 2 minutes before she passed away, I made her a promise that I was going to get out of Richmond, Oakland, California, and I'm going to go Division One, and I'm going to live my dream, which is playing the NFL.
Because,
about 30 seconds later, she closed her eyes and passed away, and that's the motor. I mean, that's what keeps me going every day. I mean, even coming out, being a qualifier out of high school, I mean, those times I wanted to quit, but that promise I made to her is what kept me going. I mean, going to UCLA, not having a good season my sophomore year, my junior year, and my senior year, I had talked to myself. I mean, you know, I'm going to complete this promise to my grandma or I'm not. And I wasn't leaving UCLA without completing that promise. So that's what drives me every day to go hard. Tom Bradley has been a huge difference for me. Like I said, he came in from Penn State, and he just got a different type of mindset. I mean, he brought us in a 4-3, and that was probably the best thing that happened to me. I mean, I was able to be outside in the edge where I'm better at instead of being inside dealing with guards and stuff like that. But said Bradley, you've been a huge mentor for me. I can't thank him enough.
Couldn't get in the football stands, but
My junior, sophomore year and junior year, I was a big defensive end, so I was playing the 4-eye position, rushing inside, sometimes going against guards. Like I said, I never done that in my life, but I never complained about it. The team, they wanted me on the field, and I just did the best I can do.
Scholarships and stuff, and I asked my coach what I have to do, and he said you gotta get faster, you gotta get stronger, and you gotta perfect your technique.
To me, it just means just play until you hear a whistle. Like I said, you will never know how a play will end out. I mean, to me, with my speed, I always feel like I can catch somebody. Like I said, if a running back is 20 yards, 10 yards downfield, I feel like that motor, that speed that I have, that track background, I got a chance to catch him. Even if I don't catch him, still look good on film. Like, this big guy has got that motor, just that nonstop, that competitiveness, and just never give up. What, 40? Like I said, like a while ago, I told everybody on Twitter I was running a 4.4, and I'm sticking to that. I'm sticking to that easy.
But, I would say I was 16. Kid. I was just bigger than everybody else.
She'll be proud of me. I mean, she probably wouldn't say anything. She'll just have tears, and that's all I need. That's all I need right there. Well, honestly, if I'm a first-round player regardless, if I run a 4.5, 4.4, 4.6, whatever, my film shows why I'm a first-round talent.
Yeah, it's been good. It's been real good.
Like I said, I mean, the teams, they already know about the injury. They been knew about the injury. Their biggest thing was, do you have a plan? Now they know my plan. I feel like it shouldn't affect me at all.
I think it comes on, you know, in the game for me just because.
First thing I'm doing is I'm looking at the quarterback, and like I said, and that starts with film. I'm trying to see if it stands to stagger or if it stands to parallel. If it stands to stagger, it's a pass. If it's parallel, it's a run. And that's just film study and just looking for little things to give me that edge. And once I figure that out, I look at the guards, the O-line, and see what they do. Most guards or O-line in college, they tap the shoulder. I mean, tap the center. Then it's a hike. They hike it.
Yes,
so each team do different things. So once I watch film, figure that out. Now it's, you know, your get off. I mean, that's the biggest thing as an edge rush. You got to have a good get off. You got to look at that ball. You got to go. And once I go, like I said, it's all hand movements. It's all technique. It's all heart. It's all desire to get to that quarterback.
I just take it day by day. Try to be the best.
Say it again, please. No, sir. Mute them tonight. Like I said, the league now, it's a passing league, and you need young guys to get to the quarterback. And I'll say it again, I feel like I'm the best pass rusher in this class. I mean, overall, like I said, 1 year don't determine if you're the best pass rusher. 10-plus years determine if you're the best pass rusher. Just because I'm getting a surgery coming up soon don't mean I'm not going to be the best pass rusher, even if I don't play my rookie year. If I get 10-plus sacks my second year, third year, fourth year, fifth year, sixth year, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, I'm proving right there I'm the best pass rusher. So, like I said, to answer your question, they need a pass rusher. And if I do go that far back, they won't regret it.
Why did you do that? You just have to be honest. Like, you know, you have to accept responsibility if you did make a mistake or if it was something in the defense. But a lot of times I just take responsibility because, I mean, there's always things you can do better. So, it's all good.
For me, like I said, it all starts with my grandma. She always had the mentality of never give up. And that's how I like to play on the field, never give up. You will never know what's going to happen on the play. So, I mean, it's got to go 110% whenever you can.
All right, that's it. Thanks, guys.
No, sir. No, sir.